Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nenginem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Budget session of Nagaland Legislative Assembly concludes. Chief Minister Nipurio says Budget 2026-27 reaffirms commitment to equitable development. FNTA Bill 2026 referred back to state government for further review. And State Assembly passes Nagaland Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026. Now the news in detail. The 8th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly concluded today. During the proceedings, the House deferred the FNTA Bill and passed the Nagaland Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill. Several appropriation bills were approved by voice vote, including those related to the supplementary demands for 2025-26 and Budget 2026-27. Discussions were also held on demands for grants for the coming financial year. The House also constituted various financial and non-financial committees and the panel of chairpersons for 2026-27. After concluding all business, the budget session was adjourned sine die. Several members of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly today participated in the general discussion on the State Budget 2026-27, expressing broad support while also raising key developmental concerns. Initiating the discussion, NPF MLA Hekani Jakhalu described the budget as visionary and inclusive, aimed at bringing farmers, women and youth into the state's growth journey.
While of our state's financial challenges, our state has already slowly but surely started the process of working towards Vikshit Nagaland 2047, focusing on an area that will spur the economic growth. The budget is visionary, futuristic and inclusive, getting everyone on board, the farmers, the women, youth, students.
Ms. Jakhalu also lauded the budget's gender-focused approach to support women. BJP MLA A. Pangjung Jamir also supported the budget while calling for sanctioning of a new administrative office building at Tuli and commissioning more sports disciplines under the CM Sports Advancement Initiative.
I urge the Honorable Chief Minister to commission more discipline in the sports arena to facilitate the young trade of the state.
NPF MLA KT Sukhalu raised concern over growing drug abuse and called for stronger policy interventions. He also suggested review of the NLTP Act for better regulation and public welfare. Meanwhile, NPF MLA Tongpang Ozukum called for the need to complete the Trans-Nagaland Highway Foothill Road. NPF MLA Dr. Kekrilule Hyome commended the budget as rare, bringing improved fiscal prudence and management. While independent MLA Dr. Nisatyo Mero called it pragmatic and responsive to people's aspirations. NPF MLA Achumbimo Kikon emphasized that the state government had carefully considered the demands put forward by the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization. He clarified that deferment of the FNTA bill should not be misinterpreted or blamed on the state government.
Government should not be accused and alleged all unnecessary allegations of the state government, because from the beginning it was all made clear, and the Home Ministry have also made it clear to us that all these are safeguarded, and therefore only then we can agree them all. Accordingly, the FNTA was signed.
Chief Minister Nipurio said the State Budget 2026-27 reaffirmed the government's commitment to provide balanced and equitable development across all districts, leaving no one behind. In his concluding remarks on the general discussion on the state budget today in the Assembly, the Chief Minister said this budget marks a transition towards a more resilient fiscal framework where efficiency, transparency and accountability guide every rupee spent. He said through convergence across departments and a whole-of-government approach, the government will ensure that implementation remains time-bound and impact-driven.
Our approach is clear to strengthen human capital, expand livelihood opportunities, investment in critical infrastructure, and deepen financial inclusion.
Responding to MLA Hekani's belief that the allocated funds would be used judiciously, the Chief Minister said,
"It is the collective responsibility of all stakeholders to ensure public rupee spending is accountable and achievable to the intended measurable outcome."
On MLA A. Pangjung Jamir's remark, he said,
"The CM Sports Advancement Initiative, for which more disciplines are envisioned to be taken up in the near future, depending on the achievement of objectives in the regional, zonal, and national area. Secondly, the need for accreditation of new administrative building in Tuli. This is duly noted."
On concerns raised by MLAs Tongpang Ozukum and Achumbemo Kikon on Trans-Nagaland Highway Foothill Road, Mr. Rio said,
"What is
clearance has been obtained. Over 30 meters ROC will not be obtained. We have only obtained only for 12 meters. Therefore, Deputy Chief Minister, who is Minister in charge of highways, he has called for a meeting next week in this regard.
Acknowledging MLA KT Sukalu's concerns on NLDP Act, the Chief Minister said,
over times, evolving ground realities have led to different perspectives. While section of society continue to support the strengthening of existing prohibition framework, other raised concerns regarding enforcement challenges and the unintended growth of illicit activities, suggesting a calibrated review of the current regime. The government is examining the matter in a balanced and consultative manner.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Nagaland Legislative Assembly has referred the Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority FNTA Bill 2026 back to the state government for further examination. The bill introduced yesterday by Deputy Chief Minister in charge of Home, Yan Thung Oh Paton, was listed for consideration and passage today. However, Parliamentary Affairs Minister KG Kenye informed the House that the Eastern Nagaland Legislators Union, after consultations with the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, had flagged certain gaps between the bill and the tripartite memorandum of agreement signed last month. Citing contentious issues, Mr. Kenye suggested that the bill be sent back to the government instead of being passed in its current form. Chief Minister Nipurio said that the issue of granting legislative powers to the proposed FNTA body is still under review by the Ministry of Home Affairs, which had sought the opinion of the Solicitor General of India, adding that the ministry has requested more time before taking further action.
Learned Advocate General opinion that under the Constitution scheme, legislative power cannot be conferred on the FNTA through a state legislation. Upon further deliberation, the Cabinet observed that the state government does not possess the legislative competence to delegate powers equivalent to its own or to transfer a legislative authority to another body or authority. A copy of the communication sent to FHA was also provided to the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization.
Mr. Rio noted that the government remains committed to equitable development in Eastern Nagaland and is in constant touch with the ministry on the matter. Taking note of developments, NLA Speaker Sharingan Longkuma directed that the FNTA bill be deferred to the next emergent session and referred it back to the state government for necessary examination. The State Legislative Assembly has passed the Nagaland Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 on the final day of the session today. The bill was moved by Deputy Chief Minister Yan Thung Oh Paton and was adopted by voice vote. The legislation seeks to rationalise provisions across 12 state laws by decriminalising minor and technical offences. Instead of criminal penalties, the bill introduces civil penalties, compounding mechanisms and administrative adjudication. It also provides for graded and proportionate monetary penalties based on the severity of violations, while enabling digital compliance systems, ensuring transparency and promoting time-bound decision-making. The bill seeks to reduce regulatory uncertainty, improve ease of doing business in the state, encourage voluntary compliance based on trust while retaining stringent penalties for serious offences affecting public order, health, safety or revenue. Speaker Sharingan Longkuma today lauded members of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly for their commitment and constructive participation as he adjourned the 8th session of the 14th Assembly. Addressing the House at the close of the session, Mr. Longkuma said that the Assembly had completed 5 days of sittings in the first phase and 2 days in the second phase, successfully transacting all listed business. He expressed satisfaction over the depth of engagement by members on issues of vital importance and commended their unwavering dedication in discharging legislative responsibilities. The Speaker extended his gratitude to all members for their cooperation, dignified conduct and meaningful contributions throughout the proceedings of the House.
Challenges the progress and transition of our state towards a developed state of Nagaland along with a developed India by 2047 starts with this very well conceived, inclusive and progressive budget for the state.
Mr. Longkumar also called upon senior officers and heads of departments to endure the challenges and continue delivering their best, leaving behind a legacy for future generations. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Budget session of Nagaland Legislative Assembly concludes. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio says Budget 2026-27 reaffirms commitment to equitable development. FNTA Bill 2026 referred back to state government for further review. And State Assembly passes Nagaland Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.